The Fidelio is about to set sail from Germany to Asia. One of the largest container vessels in the world, the Fidelio is a perfect example of the problems facing international shipping.
This ship can fit more than 9,000 of these standard shipping containers in its hull. Shipping containers are something like the currency of international trade. But now, with the international financial crisis going on, the question is, will the companies still be able to fill their vessels in the future?
CMA CGM, the company that operates the Fidelio, says while the logistics industry is still reporting growth, that has slowed considerably. The key to staying alive in these hard times is adjusting to the crisis, says Nicolas Zartini, CMA's head of Europe and Asia operations. The line is chartering fewer ships and telling captains to go slower.
We have been adopting some measures to slow down the vessel, which obviously limits the consumption of fuel, reduces the cost, and also reduces the emission of CO2 in the atmosphere.
While it may look like business as usual in the container terminal, the signs of trouble are lurking below the surface. Dock workers say they're unloading far fewer trucks since the beginning of the financial crisis. And the pilots who guide ships in and out of Hamburg's port tell us fewer vessels are arriving, most of them lighter than usual, indicating they have less cargo on board. Germany's Shipping Association says with less cargo volume, rates are dropping fast.
For parts of the shipping industry, the rates have declined very seriously, in the bulk sector by 90% or so. In the container sector, it's by 30% or more, depending on the region where the shipping industry is transporting.
Back on board the Fidelio, Captain Luc Massa has another problem to worry about: getting his ship safely through the pirate-infested waters off eastern Africa near Somalia.
One of the first measures is to have a good lookout, sharp lookout, to see any suspicious craft. Also, sometimes we put some fire hose spraying outside to avoid approaching of crafts.
Fewer containers, declining rates, and piracy. A long list of problems for an industry trying to navigate through some very rough waters. Fred Pleitgen, CNN, Hamburg, Germany.